God has been working with me this week.
Thank you, Bob.
I ask that you pray with me as I attempt to expound on God's word. If you would, just turn. I just want to read one verse for you, a simple verse. Comes from Romans 14. Fourteen twenty-two reads thusly. It says, "Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself before God. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in that thing which he alloweth." Hallelujah. I want to read it to you from the New Living Translation as well. It says it like this. You may believe there's nothing wrong with what you are doing, but keep it between yourself and God. Blessed are those who don't feel guilty for doing something they have decided is right. Hallelujah. And we want to use this afternoon as a topic. We're really kind of continuing on the same subject that we talked last week, delving into 2012. But this morning we want to use as a topic, got faith? Got faith, and if that doesn't suit you, you can use a closer look at myself. Now, when you look at this scripture coming from the book of Romans, a letter to Romans from Paul, and it says, "Has thou faith?" And I had somebody tell me, in fact, my niece, she said, you always preach on faith. She asked me, she said, "What you preach on?" I said, "Faith." And she said, "You always preach on faith." And I pondered that for a long time, but then I started realizing that what else is there?
Come on, man.
Everything hinges, the foundation of it all is faith.
That's right.
And the problem people have with it, that they think they might hear it too much, is that they don't understand faith. They don't understand what faith is. That's why Paul is asking, "Hast thou faith?"
That's right.
Do you really have faith? You know, last week when we talked, we talked about delving into 2012, and just to refresh you, that we made an acronym, depending entirely and living victoriously in God. Delving into Christ. And we talked about some of the things that would get you living right and doing what you ought to be doing, and showing the example that you ought to be showing to the world. We've talked about realizing who God is and how God works.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We talked about dedicating or rededicating your life to God. Devoting yourself to His ways. Then we suggested that you evaluate yourself and learn to stay in your own lane.
All right, man.
Learn to do what God calls you to do. Learn to do what God has equipped you to do. And then we ended up talking about learning how to truly love, then to put that love in action. Mm-hmm. And then Paul comes to this verse 22. Yeah. That's what brings us here now. It says, "Hast thou faith?" Mm. What he's saying right now, see, all of these other things that we've covered, and we will cover again some today, but when you look back, all of these things that Paul is saying that you ought to do, like love ought to be an extension of your faith. If you really got faith, mm-hmm. you wouldn't have problems loving. You wouldn't have problems putting up with your neighbors. You wouldn't get bowled over by little conflicts if you had faith. Hast thou faith? Happy is he that condemneth not himself. In other words, what Paul is saying is that if I truly got faith, you know how some of us do say that, there's nothing wrong with what I'm doing or everybody else is doing it, and that's just the way it is today. Mm-hmm. Well, that's fine. Paul said, that's fine. And if that's the way you feel, that's fine. Don't try to convince me. Just keep it between you
and God.
And God. See, well, whatever it is that you say, it's all right for me to do. Just make sure it's clear in your own conscience when you go down on your knees at night between you and your maker. Make sure that it's all right. Don't tell Pastor Davis it's all right.
Come on, then.
Tell God.
All right.
On your knees at night. Just give him a list. Lord, you know I do this, but that's all right, ain't it?
Change your tune.
So no matter what you might be doing, no matter what you might think is right, just make sure you keep it between you and God.
All right now. Mm-hmm.
So Paul says, happy is he that condemneth not himself. Mm-hmm. In the thing that he allows. Whatever I do, I can tell God all about it.
Yes, sir.
Don't have to act like I think I'm hiding something from the Lord in my thought process. I don't have to act like I'm hiding something from the Lord. I can tell God when I go down in prayer. I can expect an answer from Almighty God because there's nothing between my soul and my Savior.
All right.
Whatever I do, I've talked about it with the Lord. It's between me and my Maker.
That's right. That's right.
True faith. Hast thou faith?
All right.
There's some aspects of faith I want you just to explore with me this afternoon. Mm-hmm. Some aspects of true faith. See, something about true faith. Not just faith. People say faith. I believe that. Uh-huh. I'm not concerned with what you say you believe. I want you to show me how you believe.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
You believe you ought to walk like this, then walk like that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Some aspects of faith, of true faith. True faith, number one, will make your love right.
All right.
Number two, true faith will make you walk in the light.
All right.
Walk in the light.
Walk in the light.
Then number three, true faith will cause you to live in the kingdom. Do you love right? Mm-hmm. Look at Romans 13:8. It says it like this. Owe no man anything.
Nothing.
But to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law.
Come on now. Yes, sir.
For this thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Yes.
Do you love right? Do you love your neighbor like you love yourself? Have you ever seen anybody going through and you look at them and you say, well, they brought that upon themselves.
Right.
But see, God does not call us to condemn. In fact, Paul says, never look down on a man unless you're helping him up. So if you got nothing for him, just walk on by. That, yeah. Not that that's right, but just walk on by. Don't condemn your brother.
Right.
Love thy neighbor as thyself. If you were in a ditch, what would you want your neighbor to do?
Yeah.
Help you out?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm just speaking for me, but that's what I would want if I was in a ditch. If I were hungry, I'd want somebody to feed me or offer me food.
Say so.
Not to talk about what I did, and if I had not done this, then I wouldn't be in that situation.
Yes.
It's what God calls us to do. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Some say, I love the Lord. I love the Lord with all my heart and my soul. And that's easy, though, because look what the Lord has done for you. But God says right there, after you love me,
yes,
then you ought to love your neighbor as thyself.
Jesus.
You remember when the Pharisees tried to trap Jesus on the law.
Mm-hmm.
And when they talked to him, they talked about the law and who is thy neighbor. And
yes,
we don't understand, Lord.
Yes. Tell us.
But see, when Jesus talked to the Pharisees, he told me, he said, you should love your Lord, your God, with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your might.
Yes.
And then love your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus taught the Pharisees then, and Jesus is teaching us right now to love. Are you loving right? Have you got faith? Do you have faith? Because if you have faith, you would love right. Then the second question. Are you walking right? Are you in the light? Are you walking in the light? 1 John 1:7 says it like this. But if we walk in the light,
yes,
as he is in the light,
mm-hmm,
we have fellowship one with another.
That's right.
And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If you have faith in Jesus,
mm-hmm,
you wouldn't have any problem of walking mm-hmm in the light. Are you concerned with, at any time in your life, at work or at home, that if Jesus came, you'd have to clean up your act?
I'm warm now.
Are you always walking in the light for your children to see? Is there anything that you're doing that your children would be disappointed in seeing?
Jesus.
Are you walking in the light? Paul in Romans 14 and 11 says this. He says, "For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me,
uh-huh,
and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather,
uh-huh,
that no man put a stumbling block on occasion to fall in his brother's way."
Yes.
Are you walking in the light? Go back. See what Paul has said, "Has thou faith?" He said if you got faith, all of this stuff would be natural to you.
Yes. Yes.
If you got faith, you would be loving each other.
Mm-hmm.
If you got faith, you'd be walking in the light.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can explain that a little deeper for you. You see where he started his scripture? He said, "Hast thou faith?"
Uh-huh.
Keep it between you and the Lord.
Yes.
He says, anything that you're questioning, anything that you're doing, don't worry about what these people think.
All right then.
He says, you have got to give an account of yourself to Almighty God.
There you go.
He said, if you got faith, you're talking about me and my relationship to God. I trust God in all that I'm doing. So if I'm trusting God in all I'm doing, I've got to walk in the light all of the time.
Yes.
Because he's the one.
That's right.
Who I have to give an account to.
Yes.
Are you loving right? Are you walking in the light?
Come on in.
Easy, easy questions. And then that final question. Are you living in the kingdom? Somebody said,
"Hey, help us, God."
Are you living in the kingdom? Listen to how Paul writes it. He says, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink."
That's right.
"But righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost."
That's right.
Are you living in the kingdom? I want to ask that question. I want somebody to just ponder that. Are you living in the kingdom? Are you experiencing peace all the time? Come on now. Come on now.
Help us, guys.
Say something.
Help.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got joy?
Jesus.
24/7. Don't show your hand if you do. You got joy 24/7? Joy in the Holy Ghost. Yeah, I see a child's hand in that. And that's probably true because she probably does have it very close to 24/7. That's about when it stops.
Uh-huh.
See, we're living in the kingdom? And it all starts by asking yourself that simple question. Hast thou faith? Who do you have faith in? Do you have a faith in a God who can do no more than you can do? Or do you have faith in a God that can do anything?
Yes.
Because if you can believe it, then you can receive it. Mm-hmm. Hast thou faith? Paul asked probing questions. Are you going through something this day? Have you got a trial in your life and you don't know which way to turn? You don't know what to do. Hast thou faith?
All right.
When you can't see your way, with all your thinking and all your figuring, you still can't see your way. Hast thou faith that God can do the impossible? Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask that again. Do you have faith that God can do the impossible?
All right.
That's almost a conundrum, I think, is what they call it. When you say it's impossible, but I believe that God can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Hast thou faith? Paul challenges you.
Yes.
To get stirred up even this morning. If you got faith, you need to ponder right now. So why am I concerned? Why am I worrying? Why am I going through
all
something right now? If I got faith, mm-hmm, I ought to know that God knows what God is doing. And God knows where I'm at. And God will carry me through.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Hast thou faith? Are you loving right? Are you living right? In other words, are you walking in the light? Somebody ought to say, hallelujah. Somebody ought to say, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
You don't have to say it loud, but you need to say it within your own heart. When you start to realize where God has taken you from.
Oh, yes, yes.
Where God has you right now. Mm-hmm. Hast thou faith?
Mm-mm.
Have you Jesus. Got joy? Have you got peace? I want you to ponder those thoughts. I want you to take those thoughts with you. Have you got joy? Have you got peace? Have you got joy? Have you got peace? Hast thou faith? Hast thou faith? God just put those words on my heart and I just couldn't get away from it. Hast thou faith?
Jesus.
And if you do, you ought to show some sign.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
I'm so tired of Christians walking around dragging. Leading the rest of the world with the lip dragging on the ground. They ought to have joy.
That's right.
If thou hast faith. Walk in the light.